Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Unashamedly Human, the podcast. My name is Emily Chadbourne. And I just want to say a huge, massive fucking thank you to everybody who has PM'd me or DM'd me or inboxed me to say how much they are loving Unashamedly Human so far. It's just delightful, honestly, that you guys are loving it as much as I'm loving producing it for you. So thank you very much. Do me a solid favour. Jump across to iTunes and do that thing where you rate and review and do other stuff that makes it look like you love the podcast. That would be great. You could also potentially tell your mum and your sister and your auntie and all of your friends about Unashamedly Human. Thank you very much for your support. And today I want to talk about this massive fucking topic, but it's pretty awesome. So I got an email through to info@emilychadbourne.com from one of you lovely lot. And the question was this: how do I tell the difference between my intuition and my fear? When do I know to believe my intuition and when is my fear just trying to keep me safe? And one of my team flagged it to me and I was just kind of blown away by that as a question, because it's such a powerful thing to learn how to harness, to be able to differentiate between the voices inside your head. And if you're anything like me, oh, I've got a whole fucking panel of voices inside my head and they are in constant debate with each other. And the moment that we can begin to unpick those voices and ask which ones are real, which ones are true, which ones are lying, which ones are mean, we can begin to start sort of calibrating ourselves to take more aligned action and to harvest better results for ourselves. So I think the best way to unpack this is that we start with what is fear and what is intuition. So let me give you my definition. My understanding of fear, right, is that it's that little voice in your head that is just making some shit up and projecting it into a potential future for you. So because we don't know what is going to happen in the future, we only know what has happened in the past and what is happening now, anything that we fear is just something that we are making up. It hasn't happened yet, so it can't be real. So the fear that your partner might leave you is just a fear. It's an imagining. It hasn't happened. You're making it up. The fear that you are going to buy a house and it's not going to be right for you, it hasn't happened. You're just making that up as a potential outcome. The fear that you're not going to get the job, potential outcome. What you're not doing is giving yourself the headspace or the time or the imagination to start thinking about what it would be like to get the job, what it would be like to love the house, what it would be like to be in a loving, wonderful relationship with your partner. And so fear, by its very definition, is just a bunch of shit that we are making up. And therefore is very unsubstantiated in that kind of respect. It's like, I call it like the voice of what if. And the what if is like the human superpower, right? So back in the day, we were like running around with all of these other animals, and these other animals had all these like amazing talents, like they could fly or they could bury or they could like climb trees really well. And humans were just a bit shit. Let's be honest, just a little bit rubbish. And so we sort of developed our neocortex and we had started to build our superpower in our brain. And what that did is it gave us the ability to ask the question, what if? What if I took this lion tooth and fashioned it and created a weapon out of it? What if I took this plank of wood and put some legs underneath it and then sat on it and called it a chair? you know, everything that we see in our physical manifestation right now was once in somebody's imagination. This microphone I'm speaking into was at some point in somebody's mind as an idea before it came into the physical manifestation, and I'm now using it in front of me to speak to you guys. Everything came from our superpower, what if? And it's this superpower that allows us to synthesize, it allows us to imagine what something might be like. And as far as we know, there's no other creature on the planet that has this superpower. It's just bespoke to the human being. But with this superpower also comes like a super curse, right? Because we also can wake up in the morning and go, what if? What if I get fired? What if I miss the train? What if he doesn't like me? What if I get fatter? What if, what if, what if, what if? We also have the ability to take an emotional impact and attach that memory to the what if game and then project that in the future. So not only are we asking ourselves what if, but we're also attributing that what if scenario to a physical feeling, an emotion, a vibrational frequency that then gets stored into our body. And we feel the fear. It's not enough just to imagine it. When we imagine it, we are feeling it. Because our subconscious mind doesn't know what is real and what is not real. It's why we all cry at the fucking Notebook, right? No one I know on this planet has watched that movie and not blubbed like a baby whilst doing so. Right? The Notebook, the saddest movie of all time. You and I know that it's not real, right? We know it's a film. We know it's not happening to us. And yet our subconscious mind doesn't, which is why our bodies are experiencing real life tears cascading down our faces as we're watching this movie. With that in mind, you can see how fear gets really powerful because it's an imagining, it's a worst case scenario, it's a what if story that we are asking ourselves, and we can also attach emotion to it. What if I don't get that job promotion? And now you can feel a little tinge, a little whisper of what it might be like not to get that job promotion. Fuck, that's scary, isn't it? Oh my God, that doesn't feel good. Oh my God, I'm just not going to go for the job promotion at all. And then we wonder why we hate our jobs and why we feel stagnant and why we're not learning and why we're not growing, why we're not earning any more money. It's because the fear is holding us back. But the fear is just a story that we're telling ourselves, and we have complete power over those stories.
And the other thing I think is really important here, just to sort of pop in, is that there is a marked difference between fear and danger. So fear is something that hasn't happened yet, so it can't be threatening to our survival. But danger is very real. Our body doesn't really understand the difference because our body is programmed on a very basic reptilian level to perceive any change in our environment as danger. It's on hypervigilance. Hang on a minute, we don't know how this is going to play out. Hang on a minute, this hasn't happened before. Hang on a minute, this could be a threat to our survival. And so our body just hits fight, flight, or freeze very quickly, almost in an instant. So we have this thought, we have this idea, what if? What if shit thing happens? What if I don't get the job? What if he doesn't like me? And then our body physically responds to that with the feeling of what I call tight butt, that feeling like you might shit yourself, that feeling like all the blood is being redirected to your vital organs, that feeling like your mouth has suddenly gone really dry. And we don't like that feeling because that is the feeling of what? Danger. And so what do? We interpret that feeling to mean that we should stay safe. We shouldn't go on that date. We shouldn't rock up to that job interview. We shouldn't do that Facebook Live. We shouldn't speak our truth. We shouldn't stand in our power. We should just retreat. We should just stay where we are. We should just keep doing the same thing because it physiologically feels better to us. And then we sit there wondering why the fuck our results aren't changing. And here's the really fucking scary thing about fear, right? Is that the fear that we have, the fear that we carry around, the stories that we tell ourselves will have a massive impact in how we rock up. So if I go to that job interview full of fear, I'm scared I will be rejected. I'm scared that I'm not going to get this job. I'm scared that I am not good enough, right? I've got this fear and I'm walking into this interview and I'm sitting down and I'm shaking with this fear. All I can keep thinking about is what if I don't get it? What if I get rejected? What if, catastrophe, catastrophe, catastrophe. And then how do you think we're going to rock up in that interview? We're going to rock up a jittery motherfucking mess. And likelihood is we're not going to get the job. And then what are we doing? We're fucking proving our fear right. I see this happen all the time. People turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. I'm scared he's going to cheat on me. I'm scared he's going to cheat on me, Em. I'm scared he's going to cheat on me, Em. And so then they rock up into that relationship full of defense, waiting for this person to cheat on them, expecting for this person to cheat on them, and then they're surprised when this person cheats on them. You manifest what you believe, and your fear is a belief. I believe I'm not good enough to get this job. I believe I'm going to tank this Facebook Live. I believe I'm not going to get any clients. I believe making money is really hard. I believe this is a terrible idea. I believe I should just stay safe. And then you perpetuate that. You rock up like that. You come from that energy. You come from that place. And then you create that manifestation for yourself. You create that reality for yourself. And then, and this is where it gets really fucked up, right? And then you turn around and you go, oh, my intuition told me not to go for that job. My intuition told me he was going to be a cheater. My intuition told me I'd tank that Facebook Live. And so you become, not only do you become your self-fulfilling prophecy, but you then like cement even more evidence to support this belief that your fear is telling you and directing you and navigating you through life. Because the reality of this situation is that intuition is no more reliable than fear. Intuition is memory, it is story, it is experience, both real and borrowed. It is learnt behavior. You know, when I was 5 years old, my parents used to have these awesome parties. And I remember this one year, my dad decided that he was going to put the TV up in my sister Jenny's bedroom. And all the kids were going to congregate up there and we were going to watch a movie. And this was like back in the day. We're talking the early 80s, right? So getting the TV from downstairs to upstairs was like a three-man job, this huge, massive box of a thing. And we set it up in my sister's room and all the kids all there gathered around and we were watching this movie. And I was the youngest by quite a long way of all of the children in the room. And we decided to watch Jaws. Now, arguably, Jaws is not really suitable for a five-year-old. I shit myself, like literally shit myself. I've never been more petrified as I was throughout the duration of that movie. It was not a pleasant experience for me. And ever since that moment, I have had a borderline irrational fear of sharks. But that's not because I was born with that intuition. I learned it. I was told to be scared of sharks. And so I now am. And maybe rightly so, you know, rightly or wrongly, that has been learned. I would not have learned that had I not heard it from another person. And this is a really powerful piece of knowledge to have because, you know, your intuition is quite often not even your own. It's what you have been told. It's the story that has been handed down to you from your parents or from your caregivers or from your siblings or from your community or from your tribe or from your religion. Quite often, your intuition has got nothing to do with your own experience. And it's an accumulation, if you like, of memories and of thoughts and of stories and of all these things that have sort of accumulated into what we call a paradigm, your understanding of reality. And so I don't think you can trust the voice of fear because it's just something that you are making up. But I also don't really think you can trust your intuition because your intuition so far has led you to make the decisions that you have currently been making, which is getting you the results that you're currently getting. And if you want to start having different results, if you want to start making different decisions, you are going to have to come up with a different set of criteria to listen to in order to execute. And if you're using your old set of criteria, you're just going to keep repeating the same fucking results over and over and over again. So if your intuition is telling you that all men are cheaters because you were brought up in a household where your mum told you that all men are cheaters and you have then proceeded to attract and act in relationships like all men are cheaters and so you have manifested a world where all men are cheaters, guess what your intuition is going to tell you? All men are cheaters, right? That's the way it works. So I don't think you need to distinguish between intuition and fear. I don't think there's any point because I think they're both a crock of shit. What you need to do is listen to another voice. And that is the voice of soul. And whatever soul means to you, it doesn't need to be woo-woo. It doesn't need to be crazy spiritual. You can call it anything you like. You can call it soul. You can call it higher power. You can call it God. You can call it energy. You can call it heart. You can call it fucking Alan. I don't give a shit what you call it. It's that voice inside of you that doesn't necessarily always use language. It's a yearning, it's a dream, it's a desire, it's something that catches in the back of your throat. It forces you to be dissatisfied with what you currently have. And that voice that I choose to call soul, that is fucking powerful. And soul is going to call for you to do something different. It is going to ask you to move despite fear and despite intuition, despite what your tribe thinks is right or wrong for you, despite the evidence that thus far you have accumulated for yourself. Soul is going to ask you to do the thing that is ridiculous. Soul is going to ask you to launch your own podcast. Soul is going to ask you to go onto that Facebook Live. Soul is going to tell you to leave that person. Soul is going to tell you to tell him that you love him. Soul is going to ask you to do stuff which you don't always want to do. But it's not going to leave you alone. It's not just going to walk away. It's not going to let you throw an excuse or just procrastinate around it. It's going to sit there incessantly speaking in your ear and telling you that you deserve more, that you can be more, and that you can have more. That is the voice of soul. And this is where it gets really fucking tricky, because soul isn't about getting things right. Soul isn't about making a right decision. There is no right decision. There is no wrong decision either. It's about following a dream and following a calling, but it's not about getting it right. There's no promise. Soul isn't promising you that if you do the thing, that it will be easy, or that if you do the thing, that it will all work out for you exactly the way that you want it to, like some fucking Cinderella fucking story. Soul doesn't guarantee that if you quit your shitty job that you absolutely hate, that within 2 months you're going to be a multimillionaire tickling tits on a yacht. But what soul does promise you is that you will learn so much about yourself in the process of following that calling. And you know what? Life isn't meant to be easy. I don't think you should anticipate life being hard, but I don't think that just by following your soul, you are going to be guaranteed an easy ride, because that's not the way it works. The way I understand it to be is like the world is in a constant expansion and contraction. And that's science. That's not spirituality. That is just science-based evidence that I can see in front of me. You know, if you put your hand on your chest right now, you can feel the inhale of your lungs, and then you can feel the exhale as they expel the air. Everything is contracting and expanding, including you. And I think a lot of the time when we are deciding on life choices and directions, and we have decisions to make, should I go for the promotion? Should I trust this man? Should I leave this relationship? I think we get really caught up in getting it right. And the reality of the situation is part of the journey, and I hate to use that word because it sounds fucking wanky, but I'm doing it anyway because it's my podcast, do what I want. Part of the journey is about releasing and contracting. It's not always about expansion. It can't be. That's asthma, isn't it? When you're just like all the time and you can't breathe out. You've got to breathe out. And I think that's what soul calls you to do sometimes. Soul sometimes asks you to walk a path where you are going to be stripped down. And fuck, if any of you are in business who are listening to me now, you will know what I mean. If any of you are in a healthy, conscious relationship that is for your highest intention, then you will know what I mean. There are times where you are stripped bare, where you have to let go of something, whether it's a thought or a belief or a person or an experience or a way of being or a behavior, you have to let go. You have to drop that. You are forced sometimes to shed so that you can have room to expand. And I think that's what soul calls for you to do. Soul doesn't guarantee you an easy pathway. Soul guarantees that you will evolve and grow. And the more that you do that, the more trust that you build in yourself. Because what you will begin to realize is that the more action you take in line with your soul, even if it doesn't work out, you'll be okay. Even if it doesn't work out the way that you thought it was going to work out, then you will be okay. Even if you don't get the job, you will have learned something. You will have stripped down your ego, or you will have abolished a limiting belief, or you will have faced a fear and survived it anyway. And slowly over time, what happens is the more that you do this, the more your intuition then begins to keep up with you. Because instead of your intuition just being a fucking clusterfuck of memories and experiences of your old paradigm, of your old existence, of your old results, you will begin to start realizing, oh, okay, the last time I did something like this, it didn't work out the way that I thought it was going to work out. But you know what? It still worked out. It was still okay. It was still awesome. It just happened in a different way, in a different time, on a different sort of scale than the one that I had anticipated it happening in. And then you will begin to be able to trust your intuition, because your intuition will start saying to you, yeah, you should do this, because my experience now says that even if it doesn't work out the way that you think it's going to work out, you will be okay. And that this will be good for your soul. You will learn something. You will grow in some way, shape, or form. And the way that you do that is by exercising your own free will. The way that you do that is by searching for a lesson. The way that you do that is by refusing to be a victim of what is happening around you.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up With M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychaporn.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.
Good morning, you're awesome.
So, just to recap, which do you listen to, fear or intuition? Neither, because they're both bullshitters. But I will acknowledge and do completely appreciate that there is often a yearning, which I like to call soul, which is going to challenge you to do the things that don't always make logical sense, because logic is your intuition and logic has got you the results you're currently getting. And if you want those results to change, you are going to have to take some different action, which is going to be illogical based on your intuition. And it is going to mean embracing fear. So follow your soul and be prepared to fuck it up. Trust that your soul has got you, even if it's not panning out the way that you thought it was going to. So how do you listen to the voice of your soul? How do you connect with the voice of your soul? How do you even know what the difference is between your fear and your intuition in your soul? Well, remember that your fear is just the story that you're telling yourself. Your intuition is a collection of evidence which you have accumulated. Remember, not all of that evidence is yours. Most of it is borrowed from other people or experiences or movies or stories or folklore or urban myth. And then you have got this inexplicable feeling, which I believe is soul. And I think the best way to manage this, I've got sort of a 5-step process for you. The best way to manage this is to have a very solid meditation practice in place. And if you are rolling your eyes at me right now, like, oh my God, meditation, that's so boring, then you definitely need to meditate. And look, let me just dispel a couple of myths about meditation, right? Meditation is not sitting on the floor cross-legged for 20 minutes every single day with your eyes closed and emptying your mind of thoughts, because I ain't got time for that shit. Meditating is about learning to be still with yourself. My mind is never empty. It is rampant and loud and noisy and clusterfucky. But every single day, I give it time to speak its truth to me. I give it time to be those things. Now, I do actually happen to have a meditation practice, which means that I sit in silence for a period of time every single day. But I also do things like walk by the ocean. I do a lot of running. And there are some amazing guided meditations out there. And if you want to check some out, head over to my YouTube channel, Emily Chadbourne. I've got heaps of guided meditations up there for you to enjoy. What meditation will do is give you the ability to connect to the part of you which normal everyday activity in society just doesn't give silence for. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in what other people think and what other people experience and what the telly is telling you to believe and what the radio has just said to you and how other people are being. And your soul gives no shit for any of those things. And so spend some time with your soul. And if that's a real stretch for you, spend even more time with your soul. Because only when you are comfortable with being with you can you expect to be comfortable in the face of fear and change. Okay, so the second one is reflection. I spend a lot of time in reflection. I'm constantly asking myself very powerful questions like, is this true? What else could I make this mean? Who's telling me this story? Is this story even mine? If I wanted to believe something different right now, what would that be? Reflection, a huge part of that is belief work, which is integral to the work that I do with my coaching clients. The moment that you understand why you think the way you think, whose thoughts and beliefs and fears you have been carrying around with you this whole time, and how those thoughts and beliefs and fears have affected the action that you have taken to date, which will have a manifestation in your results, you can change it. And the moment you can change it, your results can change. Really powerful. You've got to get used to just being in reflection with yourself. You know, the universe, it's not hiding anything from you. It is always giving you all the evidence that you need in order to sit and reflect. You want to know what your belief system is around money? Have a look at how you handle money. Have a look at how much money you have. You want to know what your belief system is around men? Have a look at the relationships that you have with men. If you want to know what your belief system is about your own self-worth, about business, about wealth, about travel, have a look at the results that you are manifesting. Not that other people are manifesting for you. That you are creating in your life right now. That is the evidence that the universe is screaming in your face. And if you don't like the results that you see, that's not because that's the way the world is. That is just evidence that there is something going on internally that you need to shift in order for your external representation to shift too. The third thing is to be in continuous personal development. Personal development isn't something that you just do for a short time. It's not just the thing that you do when life is a bit shit. It is a constant evolution of learning about more and more about yourself. Because here's the thing, what's going to happen is you're going to learn to listen to soul. You're going to move despite the fear. You're going to start creating different results for yourself. Your intuition is going to start accumulating different evidence, which means it's going to catch up with your soul eventually over time. And you are going to level up. When you level up, fear doesn't go away. Your intuition catches up, but fear doesn't go away. It just reaches you where you are. I don't live without fear. I'm still battling my fears. I still have those voices inside my head that tell me it's a bad idea, that I shouldn't do it, that it's much easier to stay safe, that I can launch my podcast next month or next year or next forever away. But what happens is that you do get better at managing fear. You get better at saying, hey, fear, fuck off. I get where you're going with this, but actually, me and soul, we're going to be doing this thing over here instead. Okay, we are going to launch that podcast. We are going to do that Facebook Live. We are going to say no to this horrible relationship. We are going to go for that promotion. And then what starts to happen is that your intuition starts saying, hey, the last time we did this, actually it was okay, wasn't it? It didn't work out the way we thought it was going to, but actually it was fine. And so your intuition will catch up. But that only happens if you are in continual conversation around personal development and in that kind of continual reflection. I would love to say, look, you could just do like a short 2-week course and then you'll know everything that you need to know for the rest of your life. But that's not true. That's not the way life works. You level up, your fear levels up with you. The next thing is journaling. Journaling sounds a little bit wanky. I get it. I used to think it was a bit wanky. But you know what? It's so powerful because the moment that you write something down, the moment that you write down an emotion, the moment you say, this is the thing that is holding me back through the frequency that I'm feeling, right? So an emotion is just the word that we use for the vibrational frequency that we hold in our body. I feel, insert word here, that is a reflection of the vibrational frequency we feel in our body. I feel scared, I feel overwhelmed, I feel depressed, I feel angry, I feel anxious. That is the feeling that we are experiencing in our physical vessel. And quite often what happens is we have the feeling and we don't label it. We don't make it tangible. We just say, oh, that doesn't feel good. And so we retreat. We go back to the way we were. We use the old strategy. We go back to that shit boyfriend, or we attract another boyfriend with the same issues, or we end up going for that promotion and getting it, but the same culture still exists. And so we still hate the job that we're doing. What we really need to start doing is like noticing these patterns and pulling them out and putting them down on paper. Because when we can see them objectively, we have much more power to be able to turn around and say, ha, that's a pattern. That's the thing that's going on. That's really interesting. I've learned a little bit more about me. How can I manage this going forward? Because this feeling or this pattern or this strategy or this thought isn't in alignment with the version of me that I want to be, the version of me who can be more and do more and have more. And then the fifth step is to be around the right people. Because intuition is so much about collective thought, who you hang out with is going to massively determine the action that you do or do not take, and therefore the results that you do and do not have. So you've got to be part of a community of people who believe that anything is possible, who believe that of course you can get that job, of course you can get that promotion, of course you can leave your boyfriend and you'll be fine, of course there's a better person out there for you, of course you deserve more. And a lot of the time, that's not the community that we're currently existing in. That's not in our friendship group. That's not in our family unit. Because if it was, we'd probably be already getting those results. And, you know, I have lots of communities around me and I pride myself in creating beautiful communities for women who need to be in those sorts of conversations all of the time, day in, day out, which is you can do, be and have anything, anything at all. And here is me demonstrating that for you. And if you want to know more about that, I've got a completely free Facebook group. It's called That Crazy Thing Called Life. You can go ahead and join that whenever you like. Now, I would suggest doing that now. So I trust that that has been useful. I've hit the 30-minute mark again. And like I said, I wanted to keep these podcasts sort of short, sharp and sweet. But just to round it up, I guess, no, I don't believe that fear or intuition should be listened to. I believe they're slightly different things. I think fear is just a story that we tell ourselves and project it into our future. I believe that intuition is memory and story and experience, both real and borrowed. We attach an emotion to it and we allow fear to take it into our future with it. But I actually think the voice you need to be listening to is your voice of soul. It's not always logical. It doesn't always make sense. And it is going to demand that you become a new version of you. And part of that new version of you means that you are going to have to stop being a bit of the old version of you. You are going to have to let go of something, a belief, an experience, a paradigm, a memory, a story, an action, a job. You are going to have to evolve into that next version of you. What I can absolutely promise is that with meditation, reflection, continuous personal development, a fair amount of journaling, and a beautiful community around you, absolutely fucking anything is possible. And I truly believe that, and some kind of evidence of that. So thank you very much for listening and for joining me today. I trust this has been useful. Do me a solid favor and let me know. Hop over to That Crazy Thing Called Life. It's a free Facebook group. We can continue the conversation over there. Thank you all very much for listening.